I don't know this, Elvis. Never mind, it's that one right on top. Good. Now put the rest of the cash back in your pocket, nice and safe. Hold the 20 in the palm of your hand. Okay, we're blowing this pop stand. What's a pop stand? Mia, shut up. 16. When they re-entered the lobby, walking slowly on legs that tingled with pins and needles, Susanna was marginally encouraged to see that it was dusk outside. She hadn't succeeded in burning up the entire day, it seemed, but she'd gotten rid of most of it. The lobby was busy but no longer frantic. The beautiful Eurasian girl who'd checked her, them, in was gone, her shift finished. Under the canopy, two new men in green monkey suits were whistling up cabs for folks, many of whom were wearing tuxedos or long, sparkly dresses. Going out to parties, Susanna said, or maybe the theater. Susanna, I care not. Do we need to get one of the yellow vehicles from one of the men in the green suits? No, we'll get a cab on the corner. Do you say so? Oh, quit with this suspicion. You're taking your kid to either its death or yours, I'm sure of that, but I recognize your intention to do well, and I'll keep my promise. Yes, I do say so. All right. Without another word, certainly none of apology, Mia left the hotel, turned right, and began walking back towards 2nd Avenue, to Hammarskjöld Plaza, and the beautiful Song of the Rose. 17. On the corner of 2nd and 46th, a metal wagon of faded red was parked at the curb. The curb was yellow at this point, and a man in a blue suit, a guard of the watch by his sidearm, seemed to be discussing that fact with a tall, white-bearded man. Inside of her, Mia felt a flurry of startled movement. Susanna, what is it? That man. The guard of the watch, him? No, the one with the beard. He looks almost exactly like Henchik. Henchik of the Mani, do you not see? Mia neither saw nor cared. She gathered that although parking wagons along the yellow curb was forbidden, and the man with the beard seemed to understand this, he still would not move. He went on setting up easels and then putting pictures on them. Mia sensed this was an old argument between the two men.
I'm going to have to give you a ticket, Rev.
Do what you need to do, Officer Benjik. God loves you.
Good. Delighted to hear it. As for the ticket, you'll tear it up, right?
Render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, render unto God those things that are God's. So says the Bible, and blessed be the Lord's holy book.
I can get behind that, said Benjik of the watch.
He pulled a thick pad of paper from his back pocket and began to scribble on it. This also had the feel of an old ritual.
But let me tell you something, Harrigan. Sooner or later, City Hall is going to catch up to your action, and they're going to render unto your scofflaw holy rolling ass. I only hope I'm there when it happens.
He tore a sheet from his pad, went over to the metal wagon, and slipped the paper beneath a black window slider resting on the wagon's glass front. Susanna, amused, he's getting a ticket. Not the first one, either, from the sound. Mia, momentarily diverted in spite of herself,
what does it say on the side of his wagon, Susanna?
There was a slight shift as Susanna came part way forward and the sense of a squint. It was a strange sensation for Mia, like having a tickle deep in her head. Susanna, still sounding amused.
It says, Church of the Holy God Bomb, Reverend Earl Harrigan.
It also says your contributions will be rewarded in heaven.